You're listening to member-supported Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM Marquette, also online at WNMUFM.org. I'm on the phone with a special guest this morning to talk about what's called the Clean Water Campaign and all about getting out the vote. It's an event that's happening at the Ordock Brewery November 1st. It's Patrick Booth. Good morning, Patrick, and how are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks for having me on today.
Absolutely. So could you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and maybe some of your musical background?
Of course. My name is Patrick Booth. I teach saxophone and lead the small jazz ensemble program at Michigan Tech University. I live in Marquette with my wife, Emily, and we've been in Marquette for about 4 years now, and we love just everything about it. My musical background started in high school, but you know, I did a degree in music education at Central Michigan University, and then went on to do a master's in improvisation at the University of Michigan. And since then, I've spent my time being a professional musician and composing and writing for groups all over the Midwest and Canada.
And the reason we ask is you're going to be kind of leading the charge for this upcoming event called the Clean Water Campaign, Get Out the Vote. That'll be November 1st at 8 p.m. at the Ordock Brewery, featuring yourself with the Patrick Booth Ensemble and Seth Bernard as well. Could you tell us what the event is all about and why it's important for people to come out to hear this event?
Oh, of course. The Clean Water Campaign is something that was started by Seth Bernard, who is an electrifying songwriter and speaker who has deep ties to Marquette, actually. His grandparents and great-grandfather lived in Marquette and grew up in Marquette, and he still has family that lives there. So he feels very strongly about his roots to our area. And he started the Clean Water Campaign sort of in response to a lot of things going on in our state specifically, and the three big things that it wants to highlight and we're trying to highlight is the shutting down of Line 5, most importantly, underneath the Straits of Mackinac. Number two is raising awareness, again, addressing the Flint water crisis. And number three is prioritizing public water over private corporations in our Great Lakes. And through that, an important thing to know about the Clean Water Campaign for Michigan is it is not a politically driven campaign. So we do not endorse candidates. We can question any candidate. We can question any official, and we can be we can be tough on any person. We just want people to know that when they go to the booths, to think about our Great Lakes and our resource for fresh water that we have and we need to hold so dear here.
Right, so focusing on the issue in a nonpartisan way.
Yes.
All right. And you kind of answered this question along the way here, but what does the Clean Water Campaign mean to you, and maybe especially since you you have a family as well, what does the Clean Water Campaign mean to you, and why is it important for folks to support this issue?
I mean, living in Marquette, it's not something that I think we can hold for granted, because every day being in this area, you get to see that lake in all of its beauty, and understanding how important it is to everything that we do. I mean, that is our life source, and that's a lot of people's life sources. And unfortunately, there are people out there who aren't getting the same sort of the same care, and there's nothing that they can do about it. They've been, you know, whether it's the pipes in Flint, the PFAS situation that's going on right now all over the country, but is very troubling. And so for me, the Clean Water Campaign is just a way for me to set my priorities in a loving manner for mankind and for our environment and for, you know, for what it is that we hold dear. And to me, like, that's always been the Great Lakes, being a Michigander my whole life and living part of my life on Lake Michigan and now on Lake Superior. I don't want to be anywhere else in the world, and I don't want to see that taken away.
And now, where can folks find out more about the Clean Water Campaign and maybe also about this event November 1st?
There is information on Facebook. There's an event. The Clean Water Campaign has a large presence on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. The hashtag is MICleanH2O. And whether you follow the campaign specifically or you follow Seth Bernard, those are sort of the two big ways to stay in contact with it and stay in touch and see sort of the work that we're doing as a whole.
And I will mention, I was fortunate to get to one of the events of Bockfest Marquette called Bock and Brews at the Ore Dock. That was earlier this month, and heard a little bit of some of your original works. What could folks expect to hear at this performance? Are we going to hear some Patrick Booth originals this time too?
We are. It's a larger ensemble dealing with both electronics and acoustic instruments. And the piece was written in admiration for Lake Superior, and the piece is an hour long. So we work as musicians to sort of use the material that I wrote by being inspired by our thoughts on Lake Superior and our thoughts on water in particular. So it's a slow-moving piece with a lot of dynamics and a little rougher on the edges, but there's beauty right there in the middle.
Sounds just like Lake Superior.
Yeah.
Well, Patrick, it's been great talking to you this morning about the Clean Water Campaign, and it's an event called Get Out the Vote happening at the Ore Dock Brewery November 1st at 8 p.m. featuring Patrick Booth with the ensemble as well as Seth Bernard. Is there anything else that you'd like to add this morning about this event or about the campaign?
Yeah, one more thing about the event, which is super exciting. There's one more group that's going to play, and that's Wawi Yaya, which is led by Martin Reinhardt, who is a professor at NMU in Native American Studies. So that's super exciting, because Martin is also going to talk about his experiences and his love for the Great Lakes, as will Seth. And Seth will talk much better about the Clean Water Campaign than me, because he is a pretty dynamic speaker. But having both of them speak about their experiences with the Great Lakes and their love for fresh water will be super exciting. And we're really hoping that Marquette shows the love they have for fresh water at this event as well.
It's certainly important to Marquette and definitely statewide and countrywide as well. Patrick, thank you again so much for telling us about this event. Again, November 1st, 8 p.m. at the Ore Dock Brewery. And you can find out more at michigancleanwater.org and also search for that event on Facebook. Patrick, thanks again.
Thank you so much, Kurt.